climate change may not be colorblind. Blacks, Asians, and Latinos who live in urban spaces with lots of concrete and a dearth of trees could suffer disproportionately compared to their white counterparts as the earth warms and extreme heat waves worsen. That's according to a recent study by University of California, Berkeley researchers. The report was led by Bill Jesdale, who joins me on the phone now on the Allegheny Front. Thanks, Bill.
Great to be here.
You compared results of the 2000 census with places where at least half of the ground was covered by, you know, buildings, driveways, sidewalks, roads, impervious surfaces. Nationally, you found that non-Hispanic blacks were 52% more likely to live in these spaces than non-Hispanic whites, these places we call urban heat islands. What results did you find for other racial and ethnic groups?
Really pretty much in the same range. We found Asians were about 32% more likely to live in those heat-prone neighborhoods, and Hispanics about 21% more likely to live in heat-prone neighborhoods.
That's nationally. You did break down for us the Pittsburgh area. Can you tell me what you found for the residents of this region?
Certainly downtown Pittsburgh, where the two rivers come together, you see an area where there's lots of heat risk potential. But also in some of the areas to the southwest of the downtown area, and even some of the smaller towns down in the outer counties. In some of the suburban towns to the southeast of Pittsburgh, you see downtown areas that are characterized by having both lots of pavement and also not many trees.
You know, Pittsburgh actually does have a reputation for being rather segregated.
Yes, that's true. The measure we use for segregation has the Pittsburgh metro area, that is Allegheny County and the surrounding six counties, at a segregation level of 61%. And what that means is, in order to get to the point where there was an even racial mix in every neighborhood within the seven-county region, 61% of the ethnic minority population would have to move, or alternately, 61% of the white population would have to move.
Kind of like switching places.
Yes. You know, obviously, that's not how you actually would go about desegregating an area.
Mm-hmm.
There, you'd have some people move, and, you know, over time, some racial ethnic groups would move to the more suburban areas, and some of the whites would move back into the densely populated urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
But 61% is fairly high as segregation goes across the country. It's not the highest. The highest are in some of the nearby areas like Buffalo and Cleveland and Detroit, where the segregation level gets up above 70%. But it's also nowhere near the low end, where you have some cities where only 30 or 40% of the population would have to move to create racial equity.
One interesting fact you mentioned, whites who live in more segregated areas also tend to be at greater risk of these heat islands. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's a phenomenon we see not only with heat islands, but also in our previous work with air pollution. What we're thinking, and we have to do more work to figure out the exact relationships here, the degree to which whites drive segregation, that is, they move out of the cities and into suburbs, you create a situation where there's less investment or less cohesion between the neighborhoods of a city. And so when you have a situation like trees, which are a common good, there's going to be less investment in making sure everybody has access to those amenities in an area where people have really gone to some great lengths, literally in a commuting sense, to separate themselves from those cities. That process of separating oneself out also dissociates them from being invested in the well-being of the areas they've left behind.
Wow.
Again, that's hypothetical. It seems logical, but actually figuring out how to measure that and quantify it is a little more challenging.
And also change it. You have some recommendations,
yeah.
Though.
Well, I think there's a lot of promise there. You see, as you look across the country, when you go back to the 70s until now, the black-white segregation has actually been decreasing, while Asian-white and Hispanic-white segregation have been increasing over that period. There has been some significant progress, and you also see places like Pittsburgh that have a thriving revival downtown, where you do have people moving back in and really investing in what's making the city great and making it work.
Tell me about recommendations, conclusions. You are urging policy for reflective building roofs, things like green or white roofs, and a higher percentage of pavement that is different than what we're seeing now.
In terms of how you address segregation, that's a bit of a wider conversation. But in terms of heat risk, there's a couple of relatively easy things that the EPA suggests make a big difference in the local environment. One, of course, is having trees. Major tree planting operations like what you see in New York City and Denver and Los Angeles, they're really investing a lot in getting trees into neighborhoods that have been overlooked in the past. And trees take a while to grow, so you have to sort of think about getting those in now before the major effects of climate change have hit us. The other things that take time but have to be done anyway is, as you repave streets and sidewalks and so on and so forth, if you can use lighter colored materials like concrete instead of asphalt, that helps reflect the sun rays instead of collecting them. And then the third thing that the EPA suggests, which is a bit more intensive, is the idea of green roofs or having grasses and trees and shrubs and so on rooftops that mitigate heat quite a bit.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It's been a pleasure.
I've been talking with Bill Jesdale. He's the lead author of a report that finds minorities disproportionately suffer in what are called urban heat islands. This research was published in Environmental Health Perspectives, and we'll link to it at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan. This is the Allegheny Front.